Welcome to A Week of It from KC News for Coast Access Radio. El Rancho hosts Camp Purple Live 2024. On the 9th of January, 71 children and teens and 25 young adult volunteers will be arriving at El Rancho in Waikanae for a six-day camp on the Kapiti Coast. This is no ordinary camp. The children and volunteers all have inflammatory bowel disease, a term used to designate two chronic incurable diseases, Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. The annual camp was started in 2015 by Crohn's and Colitis New Zealand Charitable Trust. The camp, supported by a medical staff of five doctors, five nurses and a child psychologist, is offered free, including transportation from all corners of the country. New Zealand has one of the highest rates of these diseases in the world. These are diseases that often require lengthy hospitalizations and repeated surgeries. They are treated with medications that suppress the immune system to reduce the inflammation throughout the digestive system. These are diseases that can be very isolating, particularly for young children. Camp Purple Live provides a supportive environment where young individuals with these conditions can gain insights into their illnesses. Above all, the camp community shows them that they are not alone. Fluoride debate continues as councils await court rulings. Horowhenua District Council has paused work on fluoridating the Levin and Ohau town water supply while it awaits the outcome of a High Court hearing in February of 2024. In July 2022, Horowhenua Council received the mandate to fluoridate drinking water supplies in Levin by July 2023, and that was later extended until April of 2024. Last November, a High Court judgment found there should have been specific consideration of rights under the New Zealand Bill of Rights Act 1990 prior to the Director General of Health directing 14 councils around New Zealand to fluoridate its water supply. The judgment was not about the public health merits of fluoridation and did not quash the directions to fluoridate drinking water. The central government direction still remains. Chief Executive Monique Davidson says, "We are in a difficult position. We have been directed by central government to continue working towards fluoridating Levin's water supply, but there is also a High Court preliminary ruling that a national directive to fluoridate water was unlawful." She says there is another High Court hearing in February next year, which she hopes will provide more clarity. In the meantime, HDC are pausing work on the project. Naamanu Nature Reserve and the love of nature. Christmas may have passed, but the spirit of giving is still alive and well. Naamanu Nature Reserve in Waikanae is inviting the community to embrace this spirit through their heartwarming initiative, Share the Love of Nature. This campaign aims to provide annual memberships and day passes to individuals and families who might otherwise miss out on experiencing the wonders of the nature reserve. As part of this initiative, Naamanu is encouraging individuals to contribute by gifting family annual memberships or day passes. These generous donations will be distributed through partnered charity organisations to ensure that families who might not have had the opportunity otherwise can enjoy the beauty of Naamanu. This year, Naamanu is working with Kapiti Youth Support and Birthright Kapiti to distribute memberships. Anna Mackenzie Hawia, General Manager at Naamanu, says the Nature Reserve is more than just a sanctuary. It's a haven where families create lasting memories and connect with our natural world. Anna says by participating in the Share the Love of Nature, every contribution makes a meaningful difference to the whānau who receive it. Kapiti Pokies Going Under. There will be no additional poker machines added to those already in Kapiti following the adoption of a sinking lid policy. Kapiti Council voted recently to adopt the Kapiti Coast District Council Class 4 Gambling and TAB Venue Gambling Policy 2023. Over time, a sinking lid can permanently lower the number of pokie venues and machines in the district. The previous policy set a cap of 15 pokie venues in the Kapiti District. Kapiti Mayor Janet Holborough says the aim of the policy is to reduce the harm from gambling on poker machines. She says pokies are still the main form of problem gambling people seek help for in New Zealand. Mayor Holborough says the bulk of feedback council received during consultation showed the majority of submitters agreed we don't need any more poker machines or venues in Kapiti. Horowhenua taking on the affordable housing challenge. Horowhenua Mayor Bernie Wandin says like many regions across Aotearoa, Horowhenua is grappling with a shortage of affordable housing, particularly smaller one- and two-bedroom dwellings and universally designed mobility homes. He says limited availability poses challenges for first home buyers, downsizing retirees and those with moderate incomes looking for suitable living spaces. Mayor Wandin says the housing crunch isn't a new issue. It's a global challenge contributing to New Zealand's overall cost of living crisis. He says there's no easy answer, but it's clear that doing the same old thing won't yield new results. Councils must broaden their thinking, get creative, and adapt to the evolving needs of communities while considering population growth. Mayor Wandin says a local housing strategy is essential, linking housing outcomes to economic and social benefits while tying them to transport, environmental sustainability, and infrastructure goals. He says while council can't boost household incomes, it can play a crucial role in enabling the construction of more affordable homes, optimising consenting processes and fine-tuning policies. Remo advised storing an emergency water supply. Storing emergency water over the Christmas and New Year period should be a priority for residents in the Greater Wellington region, says Wellington Region Emergency Management Office Regional Manager Jeremy Holmes. Mr. Holmes says there is a risk of serious water shortages over the summer for the Wellington Water Bulk Network. He says the region is expecting to see tighter water restrictions in 2024, so now is the time for people to store emergency water and replenish the supplies they already have while restrictions still allow. Mr. Holmes says storing emergency water is important for everyone to be prepared for restrictions and disruptions to their water supply. Remo recommends households have an emergency supply of at least 20 litres of water per person per day for 7 days. Kapiti is not currently experiencing any water restrictions, however, emergency water supplies are recommended. Wishing you a happy new year from the team at A Week of It and KC News. Be safe, be happy and be kind. For more on these stories and many others, see www.kcnews.co.nz, the online newspaper for the Kapiti Coast and Horowhenua.
This program was made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.